Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and being joined today by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. We continue to roll here as we approach the end of March with the Big Boom Bracket Battle, and now we're down to the Firecracker Four.
That's right. Really exciting right now for the Firecracker Four. It coincides with the NCAA tournament, so we're kind of building upon that as well. We've been at it for a little while longer, building it up, but it's worked well to kind of have a week-long competition each time. And so we started off with the elimination round on Facebook. We went down to the Sweetest Pie 16, Explosive 8 last week, and now we are down to the Firecracker 4. And so there's some surprising things that happen as far as like last minute donations. So it'd be interesting one of these days to put our own brackets together and
right.
decide who we think is going to win. But ultimately, the fun part about it is that if you want to, you can help decide who the winner is based on your donation. So okay. if you want to see someone make it to the end, you certainly can, because all of this is a fundraiser for the fireworks drive.
Yeah, and no, and we have, you know, the finale, or I guess if you will, on April 3rd, correct?
That's our tentative date. Yep. Okay. So just making sure that we're rolling as far as all of our contests go each week, but then obviously schedule permitting for the individuals that are going to make it to that last round and then get a pie in the face. So tentatively for April 3rd, which also is our radio pie auction, which is also our job fair.
Yeah.
And so we'll be busy that first week of April for sure, but just really excited to see this fundraiser continue to bring in donations for the fireworks drive, continue to have excitement and always new faces. All four of these have not made it this far ever before. And so it's just nice to see some of them are brand new to the bracket. So just really encouraging for this kind of initiative.
Yeah. Why don't you highlight who these four individuals are?
Yeah. So our number one seed, Alex Lott, is in the Firecracker Four. He is up against number four seed Jackson Van Kirk. And then we have on the other side of the brackets a little bit of an upset in terms of who's representing. So now we have number seven, Yvette Drejos, who just beat out number two, Kane Kilmer, last round. And then we have number 11, Jade Fellum, who beat out number three, Heather Kettleson, last round. So we've got some underdogs there in terms of the initial bracket seeds, two business owners, another well involved with the family business, and then one of our officers here in town. So kind of a fun breakdown.
Well, and I love that at the end of the day, it will have head to head guy versus a girl.
Yeah. And I had to remind myself to go back, and it's been that way every year except for
wow.
the first year. So I was surprised because I was like, how has this been? But it's kind of come down to that every year, just however it shakes out. So it's kind of fun to see that too.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely great. And yeah, can you just remind everyone how they can donate and when that ends for
yes.
this round?
So we have information on our website, of course, and Facebook, but you can go directly if you're not on either of those things. So givebutter.com/, and then we've got two options here. We've got Perry-Chamber-Foundation, but then a shortcut would be givebutter.com/2024BBBB4 is going to be your shortcut to get you to the Firecracker Force. But either way, we're posting it all the time on Facebook, and I'm sure we've got it linked up on the radio station,
yep.
news articles and things. And so, or just come in and make a cash donation. Other options would be cash donations at Ben's Five and Dime and the Rec Center. There are jars with each of their faces on them, so you can pocket change or whatever you'd like to throw in there. That all gets counted as well. So if you want to be anonymous or
okay.
cash only or whatever, that would be other options.
I just want you to share it every week because I want to see how you get through all the saying all the B's. You do a good job.
Big Boom Bracket Battle. BB, BB. There's four of them. That's the big thing.
Yes, yes, yes. Fantastic. And we'll find out after Tuesday who the final two are.
That's right. So Tuesday at 11 is when this round ends. So a lot of action happens the last couple hours. So like I've said every week, it's anyone's guess who's going to make it on. But you all have the power to donate to the fireworks drive and determine who's going to make it on to the next round.
All right. Well, make sure you follow the Perry Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. And so, Lindsay, going from that, spring is finally in the air. I mean, it's felt like it's been in the air for a while, but now it's official. So you have an open house coming up.
That's right. So we've done this a couple years now with the Merchants Group. We have our Friday night sipping shops every month, but it was an opportunity kind of pre-Easter time frame to get excited about spring and new arrivals and new decor, new apparel. And so typically that Saturday, the full week before Easter, we've had some kind of spring open house or extravaganza or something like that. So it's pretty casual and low key. Everyone's doing their own thing, but all kind of coming together to say, now's a great time to come check us out. So spring open house, everyone has their own set hours, but typically that's like 10 to 3 is going to be like capturing most businesses. Some might still close early or open earlier, but that would be a time frame to check out. So different businesses participating to share what they've got going on for spring. So this is tomorrow. Yeah, yep. It's the spring open house.
Sorry, and I must have missed it. Where'd you say that was located at?
The various businesses. So similar to a sip and shop, any shops that are going to be open regularly and celebrating kind of spring and having an open house.
All right. Well, thank you for all that. And then before I let you go, we can just acknowledge, obviously, you know, we talked last week about the announcement with Tyson and everything closing down in June and how the city is helping with that. The chamber, actually, you mentioned that you were going to try and collaborate, do some job fairs, and you have a first one set. You got a firm date. So I know you already mentioned it, but yeah.
Yes. So April 3rd, that's a Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. at Hotel Patti. We will have our first of a series of job fairs. So kind of dipping our toe in a little bit and not wanting to do too much too soon in terms of being the best support system for our local businesses, employees that are weighing out their different options, and then the overwhelming response that we've gotten from outside businesses as well. Obviously, workforce is something that we hear all the time, that everyone's hiring all the time. And so this opportunity with the announcement has kind of gotten people in a little bit of a frenzy to reach out to say, hey, we are hiring also. Can we be a part of this? So we've heard from over 90 different employers from Central Iowa, across the state, even beyond that. And then we've directed them to an intake form on Google Form just to kind of have all that information in one spot. Because at first we were like, oh yeah, a dozen, that's great. 30, that's great. And now we're up to 90. And it just keeps on going every day. We've got people reaching out by email and phone call. And then we're just directing them to the Google Form so that we have all of it. This first round, inviting some of those businesses, really with an emphasis on local businesses and a good fit. Like I said, not wanting to do too much too soon, having it too big, because with the June 28 date, we want to be mindful of that and the impact of a potential mass exodus of people before it's too soon. And so letting people know that we are planning other ones as well. So into May, June, July, however long we need to go. We are committed to supporting those employees locally here, making connections with other opportunities, inviting businesses in to share their opportunities. And Wednesday, April 3rd will be our first one. Hang tight for the next date, but it is in the works. It's not just a flip of a switch to move people around. And we really want to be conscious of being the best support for those individuals, especially our Perry residents, to make sure that they find the right fit for them. Because ultimately, we want to be helping them find something locally, whether it's in town or it's still in commuting range, because that's a whole nother domino effect with our schools and our other businesses. So we are doing our best to kind of balance out and juggle that dynamic. But we're working with DMAC and Perry Economic Development in the city of Perry as kind of a joint group to kind of move things forward, be on the same page. So we just want everyone to know that it's something that we are actively working on and thinking about all of the different options and trying to balance it all out.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to just say, you know, thank you for all your work, the city of Perry and everyone. I know it's been a lot of hard work, but again, I guess we're all in this together.
Yes, it's true. And it's a lot of hurry up and wait. So people want answers, but there's so much that is still in the works. And again, bottom line, really giving time to support those employees that are ultimately displaced by this announcement and this closure. And so, you know, we don't want them to move away right away, but knowing that there are options out there.
Awesome. Well, again, is there anything else that you would like to add today?
We covered a lot. So just a big thank you to everyone that's donated to the fireworks drive. Definitely reach out if you're interested in participating in the job fair. There's lots of stuff going on all the time. So get out there and enjoy the weather when it's nice, when it is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. That is our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Our Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.